From the WBBM Newsroom at News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is Felicia Middlebrooks. Multiple people are dead after a mass shooting overnight at a bar in Thousand Oaks, California, about 40 miles west of Los Angeles. Authorities say the gunman is dead and at least 11 people were wounded. Many college students were inside the bar at the time. It's a new day at the Justice Department following President Trump's decision to force out Attorney General Jeff Sessions less than 24 hours after the midterm elections. Sessions' former chief of staff, Matthew Whitaker, will take over as acting attorney general. He's a former U.S. attorney from Iowa who has previously questioned the scope of the special counsel's Russia probe. The Chicago police officer who shot and killed Quintonio LeGreer and Betty Jones almost 3 years ago will get a hearing before the police board next month as he tries to keep his job. The police department has outlined five regulations they say Officer Robert Rialmo broke, including unlawful use of a weapon. An estimated 113 million people participated in the 2018 midterm elections, making this the first midterm in history to exceed over 100 million votes. 49% of eligible voters participating in the election. Democrats gained a net 27 seats in the House to retake a majority, while Republicans expanded their control of the Senate by 2 seats. A new Old Navy store opens on Chicago's far south side today. The store will be located in Marshfield Plaza in the Morgan Park neighborhood. And it looks like winter is much closer than some of us would like to believe. Forecasters say we could get our first dusting of snow tonight. Be sure to tune in to News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM anytime for the most up-to-date news, traffic, weather, sports, and business. Just look for WBBM News Radio on radio.com.